the first word on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Please be seated. The love of our enemies and the full pardon of their offenses is the supreme test of Christian charity. It is so essential for salvation and so indispensable for fellowship with Christ that exemplifies it most perfectly and makes it the subject of his first word on the cross. Surrounding himself on all sides were his enemies gloating over his humiliation and triumphing over his apparent defeat and destruction. They come forward to the cross and vomit forth the most hideous blasphemy and defiance. If thou art the King of the Jews, they say, save thyself. Thou that destroyest the temple and in 3 days buildest it up again, come down from the cross and save thyself. He saved others. If he be the Christ, let him save himself. How does Jesus accept their challenge? Does he call upon the earth to open wide its chasms to engulf them? Does he command the mountains to leap from their foundations to annihilate them? No, he utters no reproach. He seems not to hear their execrations. He raises his compassionate eyes to heaven and says, Father, forgive them. As supreme judge, he forbears all judgment and becomes their all-powerful advocate. Father, forgive them. Forgive, I beseech you, all my enemies and all their offenses without exception. Forgive Pilate, who condemned me that he might retain the friendship of Caesar. Forgive Herod, who treated me as a fool. Forgive the scribes and Pharisees and high priests who instigated the people to turn against me, who plotted to destroy the work of my redemption. Forgive the executioners who scourged and tortured me and nailed me to the cross. Forgive, O Father, forgive all who ever committed a grievous sin and thereby took part in shedding my blood and transfixing me to this cross of infamy and pain. Not only does Jesus plead for the unreserved pardon of his enemies, but he directs attention solely to the extenuating circumstances of their guilt. Father, he says, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They know, indeed, that I am suffering and dying innocently, but they do not know that they are crucifying their Redeemer and the Lord of glory. In this sublime prayer of Christ, we find not only the spoken word of pardon and the alleged reason for a merciful judgment in behalf of his sworn enemies, but we also clearly perceive in that cry for pardon a solemn avowal of his infinite love for them, the all-impelling motive why the Heavenly Father should withhold no blessings from them. It is true, our Lord seems to say, they are offering thee a monstrous insult, but is not my love for thee and for them infinitely greater than their immeasurable guilt? Therefore, punish me in their stead, and accept my sacrifice of atonement, that they may be reconciled with thee. Convert their hearts from filthy dens of Satan into holy temples of the sanctifying Spirit. Snatch them from the road of perdition, and lead them to the path of repentance and salvation. They have been created to our image. Through my redemption, let them once more be partakers of our divine nature, and regard them as thy children and my beloved brethren. What infinite generosity in this noble appeal of Jesus for his enemies. Dear Christian, we cannot pretend that it is an easy matter to love our enemies according to the teaching and example of our Lord. But what the saints and all true followers of Christ have done, you also can do. Jesus forbids us to follow the ways of the world in seeking revenge and demanding an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. He empathetically says, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, pray for them that persecute and calumniate you, that you may be the children of your Father who is in heaven, who makes the sun to shine on the good and the evil, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. You, therefore, are to be perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. Would you be a worthy child of your heavenly Father? Would you wish to have a sure pledge of your predilection to heaven? Then follow this high standard of perfection. Forgive, love, and do good to your enemies. No small reward is attached to the fulfillment of this command. Faith tells you that the evils which you suffer at the hands of your fellow men are blessings in disguise, pearls of priceless worth, redeemable in eternity. Faith assures you that you need fear no punishment from God if you heed these words of our Lord, who clearly says, if you forgive men their offenses, your heavenly Father will forgive you also your offenses. How consoling for us who have so often offended! Charity covers a multitude of sins. No Christian can credit himself with having reached the perfection of fraternal charity unless he is considerate and lenient in judging his enemies. Therefore, let your sentiments be conformable to the generous sentiments of Jesus Christ. If you cannot excuse the evil action of your neighbor, excuse at least his intention. And if his intention cannot be looked upon as entirely free from blame, excuse him on the plea of violence of his temptation. If you find absolutely nothing in him that speaks in his favor, then say to yourself, though there seemed to be nothing but evil in him, no doubt there is much good in him that I do not perceive. Who knows? He may one day be a great saint. To God alone belongs final judgment. Do not judge, that you may not be judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you measure, it shall be measured to you. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Henceforth, may we merit full pardon of all our sins when we recite the Lord's Prayer and say, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive all who trespass against us. Amen. Please kneel. Prayer to obtain pardon for ourselves and enemies. O most amiable and merciful Jesus, when thou wast dying on the cross amidst incredible sufferings, when thou wast mocked, derided, and blasphemed, thou didst say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This prayer, I know, was intended not only for thy contemptible enemies who despised and tortured thee, but was intended for all poor sinners. Who has grieved thee more than myself? What would have been my fate hast thou judged me with all the rigor of thy divine justice? I deserve to be cast from thee forever, but in thy infinite mercy, thou didst plead and obtain pardon for me from thy heavenly Father. Would that I had the voice of an angel, that I might gratefully sing thy praises for all time and eternity. O Lord Jesus, do thou in thy boundless clemency continue to show me thy divine consideration mercy until I am inseparably united with thee in heaven. In my weakness, surrounded as I am by so many temptations and dangers to salvation, I turn to thee who art my only strength, my only hope, my only security. With thy help, I know I shall be victorious and gain the crown of eternal life. Grant me this help, I beseech thee, despite my great unworthiness. It is indeed just and proper, O Lord, that while I hope and beg for pardon for my sins, I also appeal to thee to pardon my enemies. Most ungrateful should I be if I should be unwilling to forgive from my heart all the offenses of my fellow men. I should be like the unmerciful servant mentioned in the Gospel, to whom his Lord generously forgave a whole debt of incredible size, and then, unmindful of the great goodness of his Lord, refused to forgive even a trifling debt of his fellow servant. By such conduct, I should be self-condemned to judgment without mercy. I should thus renounce the great blessing and high honor being thy disciple. I should fail to imitate thy example and follow thy command. Let no such misfortune befall me, O merciful Savior. Henceforth, I will forgive from my heart all who offend me. I will strive to forget all injuries, great or small. In my thoughts, and in my words, and in my actions, and in all my judgments, no matter how difficult it may seem to me, I will endeavor to show that I love my enemies. I know that of myself I cannot succeed, but with thy ready grace, I know that I can do this perfectly and joyfully. Through thy all-powerful intercession, O my most beloved Mother Mary, with thy help, I will bring this firm resolve to a happy conclusion. Obtain this grace for me. Amen. Please stand. Is there one who would not weep, whelmed in misery so deep? Christ, dear Mother, to behold. Can the human heart refrain from partaking in her pain? In that mother's pain untold.